USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Tennessee is one of the 14 Super Tuesday primary balloting states today. It's also a state that lost over two dozen lives to early morning tornadoes. Here's Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
It's a tragic day in our state, a sad day. There are 25 confirmed fatalities across our state from West Tennessee to East Tennessee.
Dozens of people were also injured when those powerful storms moved through the Nashville area early in the morning, right after midnight when most people were sleeping. Vice President Mike Pence announcing there are now 77 cases of coronavirus in the United States and three more deaths, making the domestic death toll 9. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Pence announced new guidance from the CDC saying every American can be tested for the virus without restrictions, subject to a doctor's orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In Stamford, Connecticut, a judge sided with state prosecutors Tuesday in dismissing a murder charge against Fortis Doulos. He was accused in connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife, Jennifer, but he died in January after a suicide attempt. Doulos' attorney, Norm Pattis, had wanted to continue the case so as to clear his late client's name once and for all.
Mr. Doulos' memory remains stained by these scandalous accusations, and we'd like a chance to raise them in an open court.
Pattis saying that a third party killed Jennifer Doulos, and he says he knows the murderer's identity but did not disclose a name. The three major stock indexes on Wall Street finishing the Tuesday trading day down, despite a surprise rate cut by the Federal Reserve to bolster the U.S. economy amid coronavirus concerns. The key interest rate was cut by 0.5%. It led to a brief rally, but in the end, the Dow closed down 786 points. Former CNN anchor Bobby Bautista has died at 67. She passed away after a four-year battle with cervical cancer. She'd been one of the original CNN headline news anchors when the network launched in 1981. Bautista, best known for anchoring CNN's Talk Back Live, which aired before a studio audience. On the show, she covered the Challenger explosion, the assassination attempt on President Reagan, and the terrorist attacks on 9/11. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.